This is for those with mercy in their eyes, whose prayers have the power to pierce the sky. Irregardless of where you reside, God always hears his servants' cries. Irregardless of where we reside.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
With me, your host, Mark Scalia. How are you guys? That's a real question at this point. How are you? I mean, there's a lot of things been going on since we've been on air last. I mean, a lot. So let's go through it. Let's see. Are you doing a tea drink? No. I'm drinking Nova, by the way, because Nova, and I'll go into that in a little bit. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways. You're listening through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site because I'm going to be revamping it because we have a lot of downtime. And hopefully when things improve, I'll be able to send you some updated tour dates, I guess, and that'll be fun. The second way you can listen is if you're listening through a website and you want to be more participant, click the speaker box you're listening to. That will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which I'm looking at it right now, which is called Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com. And then you sign in using a Facebook address. You can be part of our live chat. We got a bunch of people on the live chat. The third way you can listen, because I know a lot of people are home, we are doing a Facebook Live event tonight. I figured out how to do it without it affecting all my sound issues. And the fourth way you can listen is if you cannot listen live, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Google Play, iTunes, and iHeartRadio, and essentially anywhere that you get your podcast, you can listen through this show. Listen to this show, I should say. So that's what's going on. So now that I've told you about that, let's bring you up to speed about what's been going on since our time apart with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And so many things. But first, before I get into that, let me just, and this is only for the live viewers. Of course, the podcast listeners won't get to do this. I want to say hi to everybody who's listening right now. And I think, let's see, I'm not sure how it works through the new thing because the Facebook has changed so much. I've got so far, I think I've got Kim, Karen, Christine, a lot of C's. No, I don't mean it like. I don't mean it like that. A lot of C sounds, a lot of K sounds. Never mind. Thank you for listening. And Christine, I will tell you this. I was going to be at the show at the Yacht Club this Friday at the Chelsea Yacht Club, and they canceled it, and I was bummed out. Plus, my niece is celebrating her 16th birthday, which was a couple days ago, but they were going to have a big party, and it was going to be a lot of fun, and, you know. But there's so much going on. Oh, what is this? React to the video. How do I do this? Oh, that's up. Okay. Ha ha ha. I don't know what's going on. Ha ha ha. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm sitting for the moment because I had moved everything. I had moved everything just so I could get a little bit more casual. So I got my light set up and I've got my secondary light set up. So it's a little warm. It feels a little warm in here. It feels like I'm hunkered down in the bunker. And I should be. Because, as you know, and I hate to keep using the word, unprecedented.
The thought of being able to penetrate Corona It is a remarkable opportunity.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, let's just stop it.
Something must be done to stop this thing.
As you can tell, I've had some downtime. So I've been prepping this show for like 48 hours, and I'm ready to go. And I will say this. I have a lot of bumper music. Let me look through it right now. I have the bumper music. Of course, there's a song by The Rex called Freaking Out, because everybody's freaking out. And then I played The Rhythm of the Night, which... Here's a little sample. Now, you may recognize that song, but it's by a band called Corona.
Not okay!
Yeah. Let's just have a little fun. But we just can't freak out because... Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. We can't keep freaking out. We got to chill out. We got to stay home. We got to relax. We gotta relax, stay in the house, get yourself tested, and just, no, you know what, nobody's freaking out, just stop it.
Don't freak out.
Everybody is just, you just gotta relax, stay home.
I'm about to freak out.
You're not gonna freak out.
Freaking out, man. You are freaking out.
No, man. Stop it.
I'm freaking out right now, I gotta take a shit.
Well, you can't because there's no toilet paper.
Don't freak out.
That's it. Zen. Just zen.
Please don't freak out.
Oh, I'm not freaking out. Are you freaking out?
I got TP. I got plenty.
I'm really freaking out.
Stop it. Just stop it. Nobody's freaking out.
I'm freaking out.
Nobody's freaking out. Just stay home. Just chill out. Look at it like this. And this is what I said to my wife. Because, I mean, I'm very zen about it, which, you know, here's... I'll get into that in a minute. But I will say this. I'm looking at it like this. Essentially, this is like a one-month non-paid vacation. I don't want to joke about it, but we have to. We have to joke about it. We have to stay light about it, but we got to be serious, but not too serious. And that way, you'd be like, oh, okay. Well, it's not bad. It's not that bad. And I'll just wash my hands. Yeah, watch this. Just take some stuff. There you go. Look at that. Wonderful. Cleaned up. I don't touch anything. I'm staying 6 feet away from my wife, which, you know, it's per her order. Let's say that three times fast. So I'm trying to do both, and I get messages from Mixler as well. No, I'm still working. No vacation. Well, good. Stay busy. And, you know, stay busy and stay safe. That's all we can do. I mean, as a comic, I'm supposed to be making light of a situation. But this is, you know, this is a serious thing. And all things considered, it's bad, but it's not epically bad. And it's becoming epically bad. And the thing is, if we just keep our heads on, chill, we'll get through it.
You got to chill.
We get through it for a lot of different reasons. Now, I will say this. It got started in China, and there was this whole thing about how the Chinese said that American military planted it. I'm like, really? Have you seen the Wuhan market video? First of all, absolutely terrifying. And I don't get germ-free hand radio. We're going hands-free. I've seen the video of the Wuhan market. It is, now granted, it's not our culture. It's not our culture, and I will never make fun of another culture because I can't, because it's not my culture. But I will say this. Bat on a stick. What? Is that, what?
It's a bat.
It's tasty meat.
I mean, I'm drinking beer out of a can. Bat on a stick? Are you for serious? But they had python, like python meat. Just like a giant python all... What? I mean, I don't get it. And that's where it all started, I guess. And I mean, again... You know, you got animals on top of animals. You got ducks on top of bats, on top of tarantula, on top of scorpion, on top of snakes, on top of mice, on top of weasel. People say us eating cows is a weird thing. But, you know, they eat kangaroo. They eat, we eat everything. But there's no reason to put it all in the same place. Like, even when I cook, I don't, you know what I mean? And, of course, everybody's in. And if you watch the Facebook videos of all this stuff, no toilet paper, the shops. And here's the thing. The worst part about it is the shops and restaurants. And I got to say, as a comic, and my wife runs Salem Food Tours, as gig culture, that's what we do. We get gigs by people going out and doing things, and that's how we get work. And people come to us and blah, blah, blah. But the restaurants and shops, especially where we're affected in Salem, it's intense. And it's a very serious thing, and we're trying to make it the best we can with restaurant closing. You know, a lot of restaurants have laid people off, which is, you know, it's understandable, but everybody's gone to a to-go system, which would be carry out. I got a joke, because if I don't joke, I would just do it. But yeah, everybody's going to takeout. Now, here's the best thing about the takeout is my wife, who is a pillar in the community of Salem. I mean, I'm more of a step. She's a pillar. Everybody loves my wife. Everybody loves my wife. And because she's amazing at what she does. She's supportive of the community. She's a fixture in the Salem food scene, in the entertainment here, the tourism, all that. And what she decided to do is, because Karen can't sit still. Me, I'm different. I've been planning for this shit. I've been planning for this. The only thing I don't have is a... That's the only thing I don't have. Maybe. Whatever. She doesn't know, and I'm not going to tell her. But I'm preparing. Like, I can go weeks without seeing people. I don't need to be funny. Obviously, by the show. But I don't need people in my life. My wife is very different. She's a very social creature, and she wants to do something all the time. So what she decided to do is kind of help the shops and restaurants. She's still promoting, and a lot of the shops and restaurants are doing takeout now. And what she's decided to do is help them out. Like, I don't know if you guys, I mean, there's, what's it, what's the food thing? I'm thinking, not Gruber. Is it not MacGruber? MacGruber. It's, you know, you can order food, Grubhub, that's it. You can get Grubhub and all that other stuff, and that makes sense. But a lot of shops and restaurants can't afford that and everything else, and people can't afford to pay for that, and a lot of people don't know the app thing. So my wife has decided to work with all the shops and restaurants in Salem to provide, essentially, like if they order something and they can't go pick it up, we'll bring it to them. And I say we because I think I'm going to be, I think I'm on a short list, and I may get pulled into that, which is kind of fun in a way. But it's just Karen doing, you know, Karen doing Karen things, and she's just remarkable at it. So she's doing the takeout thing. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? Yes, and she is. She's staying 6 feet away from people. She's staying away from people, which, you know, she's staying away from people, but she's not avoiding people. The thing it's, you know, that you got to take, you know, precautions. You come in, they sign the receipt with their own thing. And then Karen puts it in. It's very, you know, and everybody's trying to stay, you know, on point, because it's the spread of this thing that's really hurting people. It's not so much and don't get me wrong. There's a ton of fatalities, which is God awful, but the spreading of it is, that's what's making everybody crazy. That's what's making everybody super mental. But my gigs, like the first weekend, Friday the 13th, the bottom dropped out of my gigs entirely. And I'm a comic. I mean, I've got gigs, I've got fundraisers and things like that. Within 4 days, it was thousands of dollars. And of course, my wife with the food tours, it's the same kind of story. But here's the thing. Everybody's kind of going through it. So we're kind of bonding together, which is fantastic for people. You know, it's one of these things that you can't. A lot of our typical, I hate to say it, but a lot of typical bullshit isn't like active. We're like, hey, you Democrat, you're Republican, you conservative, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's none of that going on. It's like, Are you washing your hands? It's like, that's a totally different conversation. But I will say this, my wife, even as much as I love her, even as much as she's doing we should not be in the same house for 24 hours at a time. And we've been in this house for like 4 days straight. And we, you know, I'm just saying, if you live with somebody, you know.
Come on, Karen.
Don't do that, Karen. Don't make this my fault.
It is your fault.
You're
I just want to come home and have dinner. Hello, how's your day? Oh, no, that's impossible for you.
You know what this is about?
What?
This is about your disrespect for me, this family, and...
Oh,
I can't even talk to you when you're like this.
Oh, okay. It's over now because you say it is. Oh, way to go, Karen. You solved all our problems by just walking away. I'm not going to stop you. Just go. Get out. Get the hell out.
Screw you.
Just... We're trying to just get like we have to remind each other. And that's the thing, because everything is so topsy turvy, I guess. But here's the thing about with everybody being home and I haven't been on and I'm trying to do what I can. What is this? We're just an extension of our wives. Happy wife. My wife. She just said LOL. And it is. It's a little close conference and I'm trying to be on Xbox as much as possible. But the problem is if I'm on Xbox too much, she's like, how come you're on Xbox? There's a catastrophe going on. Catastrophe. And everybody's worried about the economy. And here's the thing. I don't know if you guys have money invested somewhere, but I did. And it is Enog. It went and the stock market went right up and then shoot right back down. I've lost money I didn't have. I lost money I started with. Fuck. It's just insane. And here's the other thing. What'd she say? Yay for my wife. I know. See, here's the thing. I'm not a prince either. And it's just, you know, it's tension for both people. But I will say this, and this is actually part of the promo stuff. There are loans. There is relief is coming. It's being offered online, all this other stuff. And not just that, but I guess the president is now pushing stuff through Congress and the Senate and all that. And they're trying to figure out if they can give money to each and every, which my thing would have been, you know, F the banks right away. And that's like the third time that we, you know, nobody had a vote on. What is this? I'm unemployed again. Gotta love survey. Don't send me pictures of the COVID-19 virus. It's a pretty virus, though. I mean, as far as viruses go, I mean, I've never seen a lot of other ones, but maybe they're all, you know, my God, you look good, Coven. Like, I'm Cary Grant all of a sudden.
Hey, you know, I was just looking at this picture of you when you were a youngster. Lovely girl. Wonder what happened to her.
But there is some loans, relief, everything, a lot of stuff being offered online, small businesses, individuals, all that stuff. So things are going to happen. The stock market, it's going to be okay. And I just will say this, all those people who can't stand Trump, not like I'm a big fan, but all those people who are very actively negative of him, you don't get a fucking check. And I'll just say it right now. I'm putting it out there. It's like, not my president. Well, guess what? Nobody gets a check. Anyway, let's just stop it there. And I did want to say this. And now with all this stuff going on, oh my God, did you not know?
Boom, shakalaka.
Did you know?
Leave Tom Brady alone, right? We love Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
But we just came up short.
Tom Brady. And I mean, bad enough. We're going through this virus. Bad enough. I'm losing gigs. Bad enough. I'm losing money. But now come to find out that Tom, terrific, supermodel wife, perfect teeth, 40 plus years old, quarterback, the GOAT, will now be wearing Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's going to Florida. Florida.
If you want to see me again, come down and visit me in Florida.
What? What's this? Fuck Trump. He gave me the money for paying himself. You're a pretty little virus, aren't you? He's a pretty little virus. Tom Brady's leaving us. Ugh, can't do it. I don't know. You know?
Shut up!
Out of all the things, I can live with, I can, you know, what is it? Bite me, Brady. No. He gave, you know, he was 20 years with us. That's the thing. You got to be appreciative of it because it's 6 rings. It's 20 years. We were just hoping that he'd retire in a number 12 jersey and he won't. And that is super unfortunate, but with luck, the season will be postponed to. Oh, I meant to tell you, I found this today. Hold on. I'm right here. Don't go anywhere. This is the weirdest thing. I got to show you this. I found this today. Where is it? Oh, come on. Where'd it go? Here we go. Oh, is this it? Here it is. This is the weirdest thing ever. You gotta
see this.
I found this today. Look at this. Look at that. You know what this is? It's wow. Shut up, you. Look at this. This is a cassette player, and it's got. Let's see. It's been so long. Ooh, magic, magic. Let's see what it says. What? What the? Really?
Hello, Mark.
What?
This is your old friend, Jigsaw.
You son of a bitch.
And we're going to play a game.
No.
And you're going to play.
I don't want to.
Whether you want to or not.
You know I don't. It's scary enough.
Live or die.
What, Jesus?
The choice is yours.
All right, help me out with this, guys. This is Jigsaw, and he's messing with us. Okay, here we go.
For almost 30 years,
yeah.
I've been a stand-up comedian.
Yes, I have.
Traveling across the country.
Okay.
Telling jokes.
Yep.
You've entertained hundreds of thousands of people.
Maybe more.
All over that time.
Maybe more.
And now it's my time to play a joke.
Okay.
On you.
Okay, play a joke.
You find yourself in a home.
Okay.
And the only items you have,
okay,
is a single loaf of bread, a roll of toilet paper,
yep,
and your old day runner with jokes that you've been writing.
Okay, what am I doing with them?
That's the joke.
You hate you. I hate you.
I have another one.
You're not even good.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Don't answer. You think that this was the month for you to stop biting your nails?
Stop it.
And stop taking your medication.
I hate this kid.
The answer is no.
No, thank you. Like, I needed an answer for that.
If this virus lasts for another 60 days.
Okay.
And you're trapped in the house, not telling jokes or performing.
Okay.
How long before your wife divorces you?
Come on, she won't.
Trick question.
I know.
You can't get a divorce.
Thank you.
Because the courts aren't open.
Stop! Fuck! What did he landmine me?
Last question.
Go ahead, shoot.
Since you are trapped in your house, how long will it take before you exhaust all your money?
Yeah.
On Amazon.
Not.
Disney Plus.
No.
And Pornhub.
What? Okay, leave me alone. Okay, why am I playing this?
Trick question.
I know.
It's gone.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Why? This is why technology has been outlashed. I can't. It's not even. All right, let's stop it. I hate him. Won't stop. Jesus. Maybe it's an MP3 player. I don't know. Oh, I hate him. Usually he comes in. Usually in October, he comes in and he spooks me out. But this time, he left a cassette player. God, I hate him. I hate him so much. But that's almost funny enough to steal. Are we at Dapper Dan's? I wish we were at Dapper Dan's. See, here's the thing. I really want I know what's going to happen to him. And all this being said with the virus and people staying home and all that, and I really appreciate everybody being online, and we're flooding the internet with content and Facebook, and keep checking in with people. That's what I can say. Keep checking in. Keep people's spirits up. And I know most of the people who are listening to me are within my demographic or a little younger, but here's the really serious thing. This virus hurts people with pre-existing conditions and people of an older demographic, and it's absolutely terrible. So keep checking in with people, and that's all we can do. Be people, be humans, be friendly to each other.
Be excellent to each other.
And don't invest in cassettes. Son of a bitch. Why would he do that? It's scary times enough. What is this?
This is Dr. Dan Lee Dimke. The novel Wuhan coronavirus, now known as SARS-CoV-2, and the disease it causes, COVID-19, have been declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization.
Okay, this is terrifying.
Wreaking havoc on live...
Okay, why would you send me this, Joe? Jesus. What's this? My brother said something on... let's see. I hope they cancel football this year so he can't play in Tampa. I've replaced water in my bong with hand sanitizer. That is funny, but not cool, because you will die. Don't do that. Don't do that. And by the way, this is Nova, and it is available. It is far from the tree in liquor stores. And also, I don't know if they're actually open, but call them, find out, go down, get a growler, and check in, and they'll bring some stuff to you and blah, blah, blah. Keep supporting the local place, no matter where you live, whether it's Salem, Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, with surrounding towns, Woburn, Winchester, Wakefield, Chelsea, Revere, wherever you live, do take out. Keep supporting these restaurants, because it is bad for, you know, for a lot of people. They come in and they have, and if there's no walk-in service, you know, it's devastating. And a lot of places, the only thing I know is that as soon as this thing is done, I'm going to be doing a shit ton of benefit shows. So let's see. I don't know what happened. I think I was live, and now I'm not live, and now I'm back live. I don't know what the hell is happening at this point. Did somebody try to message me through Facebook? Not message me. Try to do a live video thing. I want to see if I can connect video live while I'm doing a live video. Yeah, the broadcast ended and now restarted. I don't know what happened. It's Facebook. It's Facebook. It's goddamn Facebook. But yeah, before I go, actually, before I take my first break and my only break, I want to see if somebody can send me a message through Facebook. Karen, if you can, let's see, new tab. Can I do this? Ooh, this might be happening. Let's see. Now, am I still live on Facebook Live? Karen? Oh, no, for some reason. Let's see. Maybe she hung up on me. It's just no answer. I don't know. Let's see. Karen, I don't think it doesn't matter. You're not going out. Karen was fixing her hair because she thought she was going to be on Facebook Live again. Oh, I think what it is because I'm using. Yeah, the broadcast stopping. Here's the thing. I think because I'm using my camera as a video thing, it can't pull double duty. Maybe that's it. He said duty. Anyway. So we tried to work it out. And I was going to say hi to some friends, but guys, again, be safe. Try to, you know, remember the people who are out there. And if you have pre-existing conditions, heart conditions or emphysema or asthma or anything like that, be ultra safe. And now don't be paranoid. Don't freak out.
Don't freak out.
But definitely be a little safe. Yeah, Facebook is not working. I just figured that out, sweetie. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my first and only break. And during this break, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. We have a little history. And then what I'm going to do, his live video is playing. What is this? I don't care. Here's what I'm going to do. You're going to look at the back of my wall while I'm going to go down and get another drink. So you are listening to Radio Irregardless. Guys, I'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
St. Patrick's Day is a welcome sign of spring, a day for wearing of the green, for the Irish and non-Irish alike.
It's not easy being green.
The story of St. Patrick's Day goes back to 5th century Britain, where a 16-year-old boy, Mawin Sagut, was kidnapped by Irish marauders.
What's going on?
Tell anyone about this, I'll fucking kill you. I'm kidding. We'll come back by tonight. Okay, see you.
He remained a shepherd slave in Ireland for 6 years until a vision directed him to escape.
What the hell am I looking at?
So he took his vows as a priest, adopted the Christian name Patrick, and in 432 AD returned to Ireland on a mission.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Patrick.
One popular myth has Patrick driving the snakes out of Ireland.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
This is probably a metaphor for Patrick cleansing the island of paganism. St. Patrick's Day falls within Lent.
How to understand the meaning of Lent.
Here we go again.
The first St. Patrick's Day in colonial America occurred in Boston, 1737, with a parade organized by the Charitable Irish Society.
For the first time, the Irish green included the colors of the rainbow.
And it all began over 1,500 years ago, when a boy was torn from his family.
Give me back my son!
Little could he know that his life would inspire parades, fashion, and yes, the hoisting of a few pints to toast his special day.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Hi, this is Karen Scalia of Salem Food Tours, and you are listening to Mark Scalia on Radio Irregardless. Yep, I've been a sponsor since day one, and I still haven't seen a customer from this show.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294. And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. So I zip downstairs. I got another Nova. My wife's a little concerned. She's like, you know, you're drinking. I'm like, it's the apocalypse. What am I going to do? It's not the apocalypse. I'm joking. And I have to joke because that's my cynicism. That's how I deal with the fear, I guess. And my mother said it to me a long time ago. She goes, you joke because you are afraid. And I went, yes. I joke for a lot of other reasons, but that's one of the main reasons. But here's what I will say. Thank you guys for listening. Keep supporting all the online content. Keep supporting local businesses. Get some takeout every once in a while. I know things are tough. Things are tough. And if you've been laid off, and you know, I have a lot of friends in the industry. A lot of people are on right now. A lot of people that are gig culture. They're, you know, we don't make money unless this tourism, you know, literally. And we're going to make it through. We're going to make it through. This is not, to me, it's not a 9/11 situation, although a lot of people are making a comparison about the economy and things like that. It's literally, we've never done anything like this. So this is all uncharted territory. So let's be people. Let's get through it. Let's, you know, kumbaya. And I hate to say it because I am not a freaking optimist. And all of a sudden I'm an optimist in this world. And I'm like, you know, normally I could say I hate people and it's fine. But now I can't because I don't. I really don't. So I want you guys to be safe. And again, check in every once in a while on Facebook. Just say hi to somebody or somebody I haven't talked to in a while. And get some takeout, order some stuff, figure it out. Do Grubhub or do take whatever the delivery services are. And we'll get through it. We will. So let me tell you what I got going on which is very short. Nothing. Nothing going on. But I will tell you this. If you want to be a sponsor, you want to call into the show, leave a question or comment, please do so. 978-219-9294. Email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. I will be back April 1st to make you laugh. See you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3.